This is Comedy Bombs. This is our 13th podcast. I am Chairwoman Now.
It's K Trash.
And Smoking Jay.
And this week we're going to be talking about Modern Family, The Middle, Community, Raising Hope, Bored to Death, Always Sunny, and Running Wild. Comedy TV shows that we took a look at this week and have some thoughts on, I think.
I hope so.
Couple.
Maybe. So let's do it.
Kick it off?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to start, as usual, with Who's Smoking Jay this time. K-Trash, you were actually our champion last week. Do you like to go first or second?
Oh, I'll take first. Definitely.
All right, first. So for first-time listeners, this is a game where I quiz Chairwoman Al and K-Trash on quotes from the week. Oh, crap. You will each have a minute once I get my timer set up.
Just remember.
Wow, your timer sounds like an iPhone.
Just remember, Kevin, the ruler always wins.
That which ruler?
Mean, like, measuring device?
No, like...
Metric system, or...?
Yeah. Which system?
Feet?
U.S.?
This went better in my head.
Wow,
all right,
at least my insults are better than that.
We're ready to start. You have 1 minute. You can skip. You cannot go back. Are you ready?
Go.
This Filipino lady went crazy on me. She started scratching me like a velociraptor.
Brink from It's Always Sunny.
Yes.
So many malfunctions.
You don't know that. It was made in the 80s. Everyone who made this was on cocaine.
Oh. Virginia and Raising Hope?
No, that was Shirley from Community. Let me walk out of here and no one has to pay a finance charge. Stay calm.
Pass.
Bert from Raising Hope. And Darren's like, it's on. And I'm like, it's so on. And Darren's like, yeah. And I'm like, hell yeah.
Wow, I can't remember that one. I think that one's from Always Sunny. Is that Mac?
No, that was Axel from The Middle.
Oh,
okay, but I just want you guys to acknowledge that I probably could have taken a few more punches.
That's Jonathan from Portishead.
It takes a lot to emasculate me. I didn't even cry during my last Brazilian. I'll let you answer this one if you know.
No, I haven't.
Oh, that was Steve from Running Wild. I think that might have only been two, right?
What?
Are you keeping score?
Oh no, I wasn't.
We're gonna go with two on that one.
Can I get three?
All right, we'll count up afterwards if it's necessary. K-Trash, keep score.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Chairwoman
yeah.
out. All right, let's do it.
I forgot.
It's called your inseam, and it's not supposed to hang higher than your goodies.
Someone on Running Wild. What is Migo?
No, it was Mr. Lunt.
Oh, damn.
Stride, execute!
Mac on It's Always Sunny.
Waited too long, just like Ross.
Virginia on Raising Hope.
Not Kevin. That guy's a rock.
Oh, Phil on Modern Family.
I'm out of shape and you're old. We shouldn't be doing this.
Ray on Bored to Death.
For your information, I am not skipping school. I'm suspended.
Axel, Middle.
You're totally couch-blocking me.
Jimmy, Raising Hope.
There is a time and a place for subtlety, and that time was before Scary Movie.
Troy on Community.
We need that remote. What are we supposed to eat dinner to, the radio?
Frankie, The Middle.
Uh-huh.
Woo! Wow! Looks like...
I don't think we need to count up your points, K-Trash, because Joe and I just schooled you.
She did. I would have done much better in that second quote.
I think that was
an ad.
I could have done better on yours as well.
Than you did on this one.
Yeah.
All right, Chairwoman Al.
Yeah, I'm sure you could have done better than I did on mine.
Yeah. Once a winner, always a winner. Oh man, I need to get better on my insults. Anyways, so you guys, what were your favorite shows of the week? Did you guys have any favorite scenes, perhaps?
Well, Kevin thinks we might agree on our favorite show, so let's hear it.
I was all for Community this week.
Yeah, Community was fucking awesome.
I thought it was Head and Shoulders Above the Best. I thought it was a poor week, actually, for a lot of shows, but Community, I was laughing hysterically most of the show.
I can't believe they had that much attention to detail in the show. Like, inside the thing with all the chicken fingers and everything. That was
absolutely
awesome.
Yeah. Having KFC sponsor that simulator was like the best decision that they made in that show. Let's see, this would have been the tiebreaker quote if Chairwoman I wouldn't have blown you away. I hope you found a seat. I want you to be safe.
That's Colonel Sanders.
Just Sanders, I believe.
Yeah, just Sanders, that's right.
Good show.
I'd say my favorite scene was also from Community, and it was the scene where they were navigating in their pixelated image, and they were all shown on the screen at once, along with them, with Troy as the leader on top. That was my favorite scene, for sure.
So, I think, actually, a lot of my favorite scenes, a couple different of my favorite scenes,
mm-hmm.
came from Bored to Death this week.
Ooh,
I thought Bored
yeah.
to Death, you know, we didn't really mention it as much as we should have last week. So sort of as an
sure.
introduction, I think just a really smart, sophisticated bromance, basically, with a lot of really interesting characters, great actors. And I thought they had just a few great scenes today. One of them was sort of the breakup scene at the beginning, where they had this topless woman that, like, went inside of this bubble and started doing this, like, bizarre dance in the background of this, like, sort of serious but funny breakup conversation.
I
thought that was really hilarious.
There was a quote, "I thought this would be a way to celebrate the sexiness and sweetness end of our relationship."
I liked Bored to Death more than when I first started watching the show,
mm-hmm.
but I really liked the muggers the best. That scene for me actually was kind of boring. I didn't really...
So the one that I actually liked a little bit more was, I think, the rescue mission part of the scene.
Yeah.
So it really sort of, they had
episode.
All their gear, they had their, like, rubber bullet guns, and then there was that whole part where Ray is, like, looking through the window and trying to tell George what's going on, and George
uh-huh.
figures out that he doesn't have the walkie-talkie, he has his portable, sort
ventilator.
Of, what is it called?
Vaporizer. It was funny when they're sitting in the car waiting to do this operation, you just knew something was going to go wrong, but you didn't know what.
Also, misfired guns. I think that's always funny. That's never not funny, right?
Well, and I think worth mentioning is that we talked about how Patton Oswalt was
mm-hmm.
on Community last week,
yeah.
and we thought he didn't really add that much to the show. I think his cameo on Bored to Death was amazing.
Yeah, I totally agree. Also, I kind of forgotten just how funny Ted Danson is. He's hysterical.
He's really funny, and especially in this character. I mean,
yeah.
it's written perfectly for him, and I think he does it great.
Yeah, I thought it was a good week, but my favorite scene was actually the scene in Raising Hope where we see the family walking down the street carrying their ski gear because they're on the way to a photo shoot because they're dressing up like a ski family, I guess. Oh, amazing. This week was awesome.
I'm just going to throw out there at this point that I thought it was awful this week, and that was the worst show of the week, but we can continue talking about it.
I call it 19 LOLs.
Oh, tell us about your LOL system, Chairwoman.
I would be more than happy to. So I started ranking shows by LOLs, and my top shows this week were... I know we're not covering this, but I'm going to talk about it anyways. 30 Rock was my favorite show this week. I gave it 33 LOLs. But after that, Modern Family and Community.
Can you explain what the system is, though?
Oh, basically just every time that I laugh on the show, I mark it down. And I laugh the most with Modern Family, Community, and Raising Hope, which ranked between 19 and 20 LOLs. I gave It's Always Sunny 6 LOLs. Sorry, guys.
It wasn't the best episode of It's Always Sunny
episode.
This week, but I still think it had some great moments.
It was better than Running Wild.
Oh, that's true.
So I actually really liked It's Always Sunny this week. I thought it was the episode that really warmed me up to the show, and I'm really enjoying it. And I actually really liked Running Wild this week also.
Tell us again what you like about Running
Wild. Yeah, I don't get it.
I think I like the situation that the characters get thrown in, and they're all good actors, and they play it off well.
The situation of a dance?
Well, the situation where they were both in relationships or starting relationships without realizing they were starting the relationships and how it was so well paralleled throughout the show.
I will say I did kind of enjoy...
I don't like the puddle voiceovers. They drive me crazy.
Oh, I wrote that down too. I think they're really boring.
Mm-hmm.
But I did sort of like... What's the woman's name? The main...
Carrie Russell?
Yeah, Carrie Russell as a predator. I think, like, I didn't think that it needed to go on as long as it did, but that one scene with her sitting on the hood of the car as the boy comes up, I think she played that scene really well, and I thought that was really funny. But as a whole, I thought all the situations were just sort of ridiculous and a little too absurd, and
I still don't understand why they're all living together, too.
It doesn't make any sense.
The show hasn't moved.
Couldn't
too
he just
fast
rent them an apartment or something, right?
Can't they rent
them?
He's
trying to get in her pants. I mean, he's not going to rent her apartment. You mean somewhere else?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I mean. I don't even have suggestions to make that story make sense.
I want it to get better. I'm hoping it gets better, but right now it's really not funny.
Do you think it's gotten better since the pilot?
I mean, I
not
guess,
considerably,
but
no.
Not. It didn't make a big difference. I didn't laugh a lot at the pilot either.
I'm just going to throw this out there because I'm sure it's going to come out at some point, but it's created by the same guy who created Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Yes, interesting.
Which is why I have goodwill for it.
Oh, the other moment.
But it's not doing well.
The other moment I enjoyed was they talked a lot about the, like, New York gangster accent that this guy, Fahad, had done.
Yeah.
I did enjoy when Alan Alda's voice came out of it. I thought that was pretty hilarious, too. But it's the laughs are few and far between.
It's nice to see Andy Richter on scene.
Yeah.
He
was okay.
Yeah, he was okay. He's serviceable. Conan's coming back on November 8th, by the way. Staying on topic. Tell us about did you know segment this week, Jason.
Smoking Jay.
Well, there's a lot of trivia I think you have to
share. Oh, here it is. All right, guys. Did you know? My first little tidbit of trivia of the week. Dan Harmon, who we all know created and produces Community, is also one of the co-founders, along with Rob Schraub, of Channel 101.
What's Channel 101?
Oh, all right. For those of you that don't know, Channel 101 is a monthly nonprofit short film festival that's centered in LA. I believe there's also one in New York now. And the idea is that the films are supposed to be shot in the format of a television pilot, and they have to be 5 minutes or less. And each week, 10 shows are screened, and the five to get the most votes sort of get picked up for another episode to happen next month, and the others get cut.
That's awesome!
Yeah, it's really amazing.
That's
they have so many of these videos online, so they have what they call the primetime videos, the ones that win for the week, the canceled shows that have won in the past but then got cut, and the failed pilots. And I found this weekend and I just couldn't stop watching. My number one suggestion to check out is Fagney and Gacy. Hilarious. Another little tidbit along with that is that Dan and Rob also co-wrote the screenplay for the animated film Monster House, which I have not seen but have heard is quite good.
Is that the Queen Latifah movie? No, that's Queen of the House, right? Wait. Oh, never mind.
I think that's different. And not animated. All right. Interesting fact number two. Did you know that The Middle was originally developed in the 2006-2007 time period and was supposed to star Ricky Lake as Frankie Heck?
No, I didn't.
But apparently never made it past the pilot. I tried to find the pilot. I couldn't find it. I'm assuming the pilot was made, but I couldn't see, of all the people, it seemed like Atticus, someone who plays Brick, is the only actor that was in that original series that is in this
He has money this week.
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
He is hilarious.
Interesting.
All right, and third and final, this is a bit interactive. So Jesse Tyler Ferguson and Eric Stone Street play Mitchell and Cam, the gay couple on Modern Family. Did you know that of the two, only one is actually gay in real life?
Yes.
Can you guess which is which? And if you know already, let Kevin
in. Okay, I know already.
Bold straight. I think Jesse is the straight one for sure. Is that
who
right?
plays Mitchell?
Who plays Mitchell? Yes, Mitchell.
That
is straight.
Not correct.
Damn.
Just the opposite.
Huh. Interesting.
That's it for Did You Know This Week.
K-Trash, you are up next
to
talk about trash talk.
Go into this episode of Trash Talk. Well, first of all, we have to recap our poll results from last week. It was an exhaustive tally of the many, many responses we got.
We had 1,000.
Yeah, it was
over
pretty phenomenal.
5,000.
Maybe even been in the 10 millions. The result of the poll last week is Raising Hope, the best new show on the air, or is it a destined, unrelatable failure? Is, yeah, it's a pretty good show. It may turn out just okay. All right. Moving on to the topic of this week, we're going to talk about a different show. Modern Family has been a bit sappy in the beginning of this season. They've thrown in a lot of kind of kitschy, kind of feel-good moments. Is this detracting from the show? Are they going too sappy, or are they still playing it off in a good way?
I thought this wasn't a super sappy episode, because even though it's really sweet, one of the things that I like best about Modern Family is that, like the scene at the end of this episode where Alex says really sadly, "I have no friends," and her mom goes to talk to her. I mean, I thought that was played very realistically, very straight. I mean, I think that's good, because that way we sort of never forget that we care about these characters and we're interested in them and their actual stakes. Like, there's this little girl who just really wants to make friends and she just doesn't know how to and is having a tough time of it. And so I think it's not too sweet. I think it's pretty realistic.
I think this is going to be one of those instances where I don't really agree with Kay Trash's assessment of the situation.
This is so rare.
It's since number 1,020.
It's in the 10 millions.
I wouldn't say that I've noticed that it's gotten sappier this season than last season.
Hmm.
But I will say, I mean, you guys still seem to be enjoying Modern Family quite a bit. I still think it's a strong show, but I don't think that season two is any stronger than season one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to get, it's just starting to grow a little bit tiring, where I'm just sort of complacent with the show, but I'm not excited as much about it
already. Only in the beginning.
But what about the middle? I mean, the middle is also another show about family. And do you find yourself growing complacent with the middle?
Not as much, actually.
Hmm.
Not as much. And I think that I think that Modern Family can get sappy, but if you remember the finale to the first season of Modern Family, that's about as sappy and corny as you can get.
Oh, it was quite sappy.
So I don't think it does it well. So I think that point is taken. When it does do it, I don't think it necessarily does it well. I think the middle might do it a little bit better.
Really?
So I feel like we don't agree at all. So I would say when Modern Family does do sappy, I think it does it well. And I brought this up because it did sappy a bit the first season, but it didn't do it too often. And I thought by sprinkling it in, it could remind you of the things you were mentioning, Chairwoman, without detracting from too much comedy. But I felt like the two main running themes this week, which was Phil telling jokes and Cam wearing bike shorts, and then Claire and Mitchell having to tell the opposite pair that it just wasn't working for them. I felt like both of those died off. They could have mined a lot more humor out of that, and instead just both ended really sappily.
I didn't think it ended sappy at all, because Phil and Claire had a non-kitschy, like, Phil kind of conversation.
At the end of the show?
Yeah,
where
at
he
the
said,
end of the show.
Claire, you need to just help me, pick me back up when I fall. That wasn't sappy?
No, I don't
think
it was
sappy.
That's like
one line, though, right?
It was, there was a sense of realism. It's like they're married people just, you know, talking about their life and stuff. And he's showing her that he really appreciates her and what she does for the family. Also, Godfather
reference. Which
is reference.
Sappy, not comedy.
Amazing! I don't think that that's sappy, though. I think that that's grounded in reality. I don't...
But it's not funny, right? It wasn't a funny moment.
It wasn't a funny moment, but I don't think comedies have to have funny moments during the show. I think it's okay to not... Probably better not to, so that you care about the characters more.
Any last thoughts, Mike?
No. Not really.
Alright, well, we're going to open this one up to our listeners also. The question again is Modern Family becoming too sappy this season? A, options being, are they really sapping it up, or are they still comic as hell?
And the right answer is no. Alright, any other thoughts, guys?
Think that about some.
Oh, what about tags? Should we do our ending on it? I just wanted to mean
Community's
tag. Community's
tag
is
so amazing. I can't believe that they did that.
The last few seconds of the show.
I can't believe how far they went with that train of thought. It was amazing. Awesome. I'm going to...
Spaceships!
Yeah. A Abed and Troy thing.
Oh.
All right, guys. Signing off.
Until next week.
See you then.